On today's Locked On Angels, can the Angels improve Angel Stadium a little bit more? How about the catching situation? What's going on in the outfield? How's Trout looking? How's Rendon looking? We answer a bunch of questions in today's Monday mailbag. That's right now on Locked On Angels.
You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day. I'm Steve Granato, your host. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve Granato, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. And of course, we're at Locked On Angels. We got a bunch of questions coming from you guys. Of course, you can always tweet us over the weekends. We answer your questions on Mondays here in the offseason at Locked On Angels. And of course, we do have a voicemail line as well. We do have a voicemail we need to get to today, 714-409-6396. We're going to take a look at a multitude of things here today. Angel Stadium, Max Stassi. We're going to take a look at this Rod Carew situation. I'll get you up to speed on what's going on there. And then we're going to jump into a little bit about what we talked about last week when we were talking about jerseys and the City Connect jerseys. We have a couple more fan submissions, so I wanted to take a look at those on our audio side. We're going to have the pictures of those here on our video side. And then we just kind of got a couple random questions at the end. So let's go ahead and jump right to it. The title of this episode and what we're going to do here in the first part. This is coming from Disappointed Angels Fan. Hey, thanks for checking in again. You're always checking in. I appreciate it. This is what they had to say. Aside from decreasing food prices, how can the Angels improve the fan experience at the stadium? I think having some sort of event slash drinking center in the parking lot would be fun, similar to Philly. Thank you so much. Again, you can tweet us over the weekends and we answer your questions on Monday. We've talked about potential stadium upgrades a multitude of times throughout the offseason. I've pitched, obviously, having some sort of monument center, maybe there on the third base side behind home plate between third and home. There's kind of an underutilized base with some kind of random eating areas. If they could use that for maybe putting in some statues, some historical things, creating some sort of monumental park kind of thing. Just to kind of to boost the history of the ballpark. But I think one underutilized, very underutilized part of the ballpark is left field. So think behind the rock pile, right where the Pujols home run counter was. That is such underutilized space. You walk through that area and it's, when you walk through the area, it's always to get one from one place to another, right? It's not like you're running through a concourse, right? When you're going through the concourse, first base, third base sides, you're passing food, you're getting drinks, you're passing hat stands and stuff. Left field is just barren. Right there behind the rock pile, right where they used to do Angels Live, right, in left center field. That's now like the Coors patio or whatever that is. But behind that, past the walkway, that where they used to have like the test your Erstad running thingy, that needs to be something. So what I was thinking in this area, maybe creating some sort of elevated deck that you can climb into, kind of like the Coors patio thingy or whatever that thing is called, and just give fans an extra spot to stand and watch the game. There aren't a ton of great areas to stand and watch the game. That patio is one of them, but you think like Budweiser patio, it's kind of hard to see the game, especially considering where you're standing and they want to have you behind the yellow line kind of thing, you know? So I think this left field spot could really be a great spot for like a mingling area, just another bar area, maybe some finger food or something in there, and definitely not like an event rent out space, but definitely a spot for fans to just kind of flow in and out of. I think it would be a really great spot for just kind of a standing area. And especially because you, again, would have to lift it up a little bit, maybe to the next level of seats, maybe not that high, but enough to get over the tip of the rock pile. So that's definitely an area I would like the Angels to do something with. Let me know in the comment section here on YouTube, what do you want to see the Angels to improve on at Angel Stadium? Let me know in the comment section. Of course, you can always tweet me at Locked On Angels. Thanks again for your question. We have one coming from our YouTube side. Should the Angels extend Max Stassi or pay another catcher like Wilson Contreras, Mike Zunino, Omar Alvarez or Christian Vasquez in free agency? If they aren't going to be extended with the previous team, their catchers are free agents in 2022, same as Stassi. Well, Stassi's a free agent in 2023, so after this season. And I think the answer to this question is going to lie within the season. I think that the Angels believe in Max Stassi, and I think they're going to give him every opportunity to catch in 2022. So I think the prospect of extending him would have to come within this coming season. Are the Angels, you know, fully enthralled with him and fully engaged with him? I don't think that they are looking at an extension right now. You know, he's third year arbitration eligible right now. So we will see. I think a lot of that has to do with how he plays in 2022. We have an easy one and a quick one coming from Hav Gordo. Hey, what's up, man? Favorite Angels moment in recent times. The first one that came to mind right when you brought this up, Trout cycle. I know that's not super recent. That was a while ago, but I was at that game. It was a late night. It was like a weekday game. The ballpark was fairly empty. And yeah, I was at that ball game and it was really, really cool to be a part of. And when I think back, I think that's one of the coolest things that I've ever seen in person. I've seen Shohei Homer a couple of times. I saw Shohei pitch this past season. Those are definitely up there. And then I did get to, this isn't because of the game, but I just got to go to a game with my dad in this past season, which was just nice to hang out with my dad at the ballpark. You know, I work in baseball and have been working in baseball for years, so we don't really get that opportunity very often, but we just bought some tickets. Angels got blown out by the Astros, but it was nice to just be able to go and sit and talk with my father at a ball game. Thanks again, Hav Gordo, for your question. Let's get to the next one. This is coming from Matt Benigno, and a couple people brought this up to me as well. What did you think of Rod Carew tweeting about the Angels, that the Angels don't want him to be included into making the team better? You are referencing this tweet. I'm showing it on screen. And this is a tweet from Rod Carew that came on January 21st. He had a question sent his way over on Twitter, said, honest question, Rod, do you equally divide your allegiances to the Angels and Twins, or maybe the Twins have a bigger piece of your heart because of your legacy and growing up there as a big leaguer? Rod quote tweeted and said, I love Angels fans as much as Twins fans. I grew up, quote unquote, in Minnesota, but my home is in California to this day. I have friends at both organizations who I cherish. The only difference is the Angels leadership does not want me to be involved with their club and the Twins do. So that's what you're referencing of this Rod Carew situation. Kind of weird. I, full disclosure, actually deleted Twitter off my phone. Pro tip, feels great not having to look at Twitter all the time. I just use it on my laptop and my computer. But so I didn't see this until this was pointed out to me. So thank you for pointing it out to me. Very interesting situation. And not in a good way, right? This sounds a little ominous. Rod did not expand on this. I saw people responding to this tweet, and it didn't seem like Rod really wanted to take this anywhere further. I don't know, man. This is weird. We talk a lot about the disconnect between the past and the present right now with the Angels, and I have talked about that multiple times and how I want there to be more connection to the history of the team. And this is, I mean, outside looking in just kind of seems to be poking that beast a little bit. It's kind of weird. I don't know how to feel about it because obviously I don't know all the situation surrounding it, but I don't know if there's a direct like, hey, Rod, you know, thanks, but no thanks, or just maybe didn't invite him. But there's something clearly going on here between Rod Carew and the Angels front office. I don't know, man. It's a little weird. I would love Rod Carew to be as big a part as of the team as he can be. He's obviously a treasure trove of history and baseball greatness that is in Angels history. Of course, he has that one little blip in the calling all Angels at the beginning of the game, but kind of weird, man. Let me know how you feel about this. I feel a little uneasy about this situation. I want to know what you guys have to say as well. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good, you'll actually want to eat it, unlike those other protein bars that are chalky or waxy or gross, right? You want to eat healthy, but it gets so boring sometimes, and you might be thinking already here, and it's late January is upon us, that this isn't worth it, man. I want the chocolate. Well, guess what? Built Bar has chocolate. They also only have 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Even if you're not a huge fan of working out, you can at least eat something that tastes good and is good for you. And of course, there's a bunch of different flavors to choose from. You should go check them all out right now. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Here on Locked On Angels, your first listen of the day. So last week, I put an episode about potential jerseys for the City Connect jerseys, right, from Nike. I will leave a link to the episode in the episode description to that episode in case you missed it. It's to our YouTube page, which you should definitely go check out, by the way, if you're on our audio side. But so this whole second segment is going to be kind of dealing with how the Angels brand themselves and those City Connects. I'm going to start with this one. First time checking in over here on the Monday Mailbag, Landon Crouch. What's up, Landon? Said this, I'm mostly just worried about the lockout. Hey, man, right there with you. Hard to think about the actual season right now. 100%. I'm right there with you. However, one random question. Do you think the Angels will ever rebrand? Maybe bring back some of the Navy? So many red and Navy teams, though. Facepalm. Yeah, Landon, thanks for your question, man. Welcome to the Locked On Angels Monday Mailbag family. You can always tweet us at Locked On Angels. We will do our best to answer as many questions as possible, as always. Rebranding. So the Angels have obviously rebranded over the years. It's been a while since a rebrand, at least like a full rebrand. I guess the last real rebrand was when they got rid of the like outfield blue lining right behind the A logo and just went to the straight A with a halo. I don't think the Angels are going to be rebranding anytime soon. I think that I don't think it's really necessary for a rebrand. I don't think fans are like clamoring for a new direction. Most teams have been kind of not stuck, but like have been kind of been with their brand right now for a while, right? The Marlins are the most recent to really rebrand. I like their rebrand. I like the colors and all that kind of stuff. I think they look pretty clean. But yeah, I don't think the Angels are going to rebrand as far as like the like red teams. Yeah, I get exhausted at the red teams too. The red, white, and blue is just kind of like everywhere. But I think it's part of the Angels' identity at this point. I don't think a color change is coming anytime soon. I would like to see some like navy blue alternates or something. I think that would be really clean to get some blue back in the Angels whole system. But yeah, I think the Angels do need a little more navy. Like if you're watching on the audio side, on the video side, I have the blue and red LA cap with the halo on top. So yeah, I think some of this navy blue would be nice and clean. I always like blue and white. I would love like a blue and white pinstripe at some point. I would love some pinstripes to come back for the Angels. I guess the Padres kind of did that as well. They brought back the pinstripes. I love pinstripes. I would love pinstripes to come back for the Angels. Okay, thanks again, Landon Crouch. Let's jump into the jersey talk. We have a voicemail, so let's go ahead and take a listen to that.
Hey, Steve, this is Brian again. About the City Connect jerseys, honestly, dude, I saw the designs from the guy from Reddit where it said Anaheim across the chest, and I just instantly fell in love. And in general, I just think for the City Connect jerseys, it's got to be Anaheim or nothing, man. Honestly, like, the Angels have been here the entire time. You know, I know they have roots in L.A. a bit with the, you know, with their minor league history. But, you know, it's got to be Anaheim, you know. The Anaheim Angels won the 2002 World Series, not the L.A. Angels of Anaheim or the L.A. Angels. The Anaheim Angels won that. That's history enough for me. Hopefully Nike does a great job with it. You know, if they end up doing OC or SoCal or I guess even LA, as long as it looks cool, I'm okay with that. But, you know, like ride or die Anaheim, you know, like I want to give the city the respect it deserves for hosting our team for so long. And yeah, there's just too much history there to ignore that. Love the podcast. I love the YouTube feed. I think it adds so much to the show now. And yeah, just love your content, man. Looking forward to everything else in the off season. Hopefully the lockout ends soon. Hope you're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, Brian, thanks for checking in, dude. I appreciate you giving us a call. You can always call us 714-409-6396. Yeah, I don't think you mentioned like, okay, maybe you would like it to say Anaheim. I still don't think the Angels are going to put Anaheim across the chest for the City Connect jerseys. Again, those jerseys are done. I'll leave the link to that full episode in the episode description if you're curious to that. Yeah, dude, I just don't think it's going to say Anaheim. I just don't think Artie would ever approve Anaheim. I think it's going to be in Orange County. I think it might even say Halos, as we mentioned. I don't think it's going to say Los Angeles. I think that would piss too many people off. I don't think it's going to say Los Angeles. I think they're going to stick either Angels or Halos. I think that's probably the direction they're going to end up going. Either way, I would be pretty excited. I would like Anaheim to be mentioned somewhere because, as I've mentioned a thousand times, I'm sure you're tired of hearing this, I live in Anaheim. I love Anaheim. I've been living here for years, and you know, I'm proud of my city. So I would like Anaheim to be a part of it as well. But we'll see, man. We got a couple of other jerseys were shown to us. This was made known to me thanks to a Mig at Miguero. something like that. 03, thanks, Mig, for checking in. First time I've seen you check in. Tagged me, said, did you see these thoughts? The Jersey Club, all the way back in October or June or something, it was a while ago, they created these. If you're listening on the audio side, I'll explain them. They're a white jersey, Anaheim across the chest, says Calif underneath as well, for California, obviously, in like a royal blue. And the halo, obviously, over the A, and it's written in like a Disney-style font. Intriguing. I took a look at some of the other Jersey Club City Connect mock-ups. None of them were very close to what they, at least the ones that we've already seen. Don't hate them. I don't hate these. They're interesting, that's for sure. The problem is licensing, right? If we're talking to real-world stuff, the problem is licensing. You're never going to get the Disney license. Yes, of course, we think of Disney when we think of Anaheim. Will they go a Disney approach? We talked about that. Maybe they will touch some sort of Disney, but you get into copyright issues. That's the real problem there. So I also got sent a DM from at LA Slick D. And again, I'm going to show these on screen for you right now. Interesting look that he has mocked up. I appreciate you chiming in with the jersey talk. I like the navy blues. It's kind of a all navy blue. I just talked about getting a navy blue alternate. It's a full Los Angeles rebrand with Angels, and it's kind of like a darker blue and a darker red. So not exactly like the regular Angels red that we're used to. So a little bit darker on the hue. I'm interested in those blues. LA, kind of like Dodgers LA, kind of like the LA hat I'm wearing, as I mentioned, with a halo over the A. So interesting. I want to let you know, want to get your guys' opinion on these. Again, the full episode on Jersey Connect stuff is in the episode description. These are pretty cool, man. I wouldn't be mad at any of these. I'm always down for another jersey. Bet Online would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the NFL playoffs. Of course, Rams are in, Niners are in. Bet Online remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website. So sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code LOCKEDON to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back here on Locked On Angels, your first listen, our last segment on this Monday mailbag. This is kind of just a bunch of random ones, so let's go ahead and jump to them. This is coming from Gabe Torres 95. What up, Gabe? Saying, we need to get younger, not older. Chances Upton is out of the outfield rotation. Gabe, if I'm going to put a number on it, I'm going to say out of the rotation, 15%. I don't think he's out of the outfield rotation. I think he's still going to get the opportunity to play in spring training, show that he can be a veteran presence on the bench, and the Angels are going to have to pay him anyway. So they're probably going to end up trying to get something out of him. That might change a month or two in, but I think out of spring training and for opening day, I think you could venture that Upton's going to be a part of it. He's going to be a part of it. Might as well give him a chance. If you can get something out of the bat, why not? And it might, you know, kind of help usher along Marsh and Adele. Thanks again. Let's get this one. We have two more today. This is coming from Ethan. Do you think that Reed Detmers will go crazy good this next season? This is coming from our YouTube community. Yeah, I think one thing to remember with Reed Detmers, 22 years old. He's only 22, so don't get too amped up on Reed Detmers right now. If he has a breakout year, hell yeah, let's go, dude. I'm down. But temper your expectations. Think of him as a middle to back end rotation, potentially, probably more towards the back end right now. I would love for him to jump to the middle of the rotation if he can make that kind of leap. But think of him more in the back end. I think that's obviously going to play in how spring training goes, whether he makes the club out of camp. But yeah, he's only 22 years old. Give him some time. He's only had a handful of outings in minor league ball. Give him a second. He's going to need some time, and he deserves that time to get it all figured out. So fingers crossed. I would love for him to have a big year. Of course I would. Who wouldn't? So fingers crossed. He ends up surprising some people. And this is our last question of the day. This is coming from Angels number 27 Hall of Fame, saying status on Trout and Rendon. Just straight up question. What are their statuses? Last we heard on Trout and Rendon is they should be good for spring. That's the last thing that we have heard on them. not ironically, but weirdly enough, Trout and Rendon are like probably the least media forward, I guess I should say, media forward Angels players. So they don't talk a ton to the media. They definitely obviously do post game and stuff like that. But as far as like this kind of stuff and during the lockout, we have heard nothing from them, really, at least in like an official capacity. And this also, speaking of the lockout, has to play on that, right? It's hard to get updates on player statuses right now because they are not allowed to work out with team physicians. So we don't know what the Angels update, because it's typically going to be the Angels that put out a status update on a player. They can't do that because they can't talk about players. So, and again, they're not, the players are not allowed to work out with team physicians or anybody from the team. So kind of weird situation. I haven't heard anything to the contrary that they're going to be ready for spring training and opening day. So that's what I'm going to roll with. Thanks again for your question. Thank you all for checking in on our Monday mailbag. Always a bunch of fun. I'm glad that you guys can be a part of the show. That's always what I want to do. Sound off in the comments about those jerseys, how you feel about those jerseys down low, how you feeling about maybe changing left field at Angel Stadium. How do you feel about that area behind the rock pile? I think it's a prime opportunity for the Angels to do something there for the stadium. Don't forget to call us 714-409-6396. And if you're on our YouTube side, hit that subscribe button. We are getting closer and closer to 1,000 subscribers by opening day. That is our goal. So definitely check that out. Check out my other podcast there in the episode description. Everything is down there. Our game, movies I should have watched. We got a bunch of good stuff over here. Thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day. For your second listen, check out Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with Lee Sterling. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. We will talk to you on Wednesday with more Angels goodness. Stick it right here. Don't forget to hit auto downloads and subscribe here on YouTube. All right, guys, we'll talk to you in a couple days. Until then, I'm Steve Granato. Later.